This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Emergency crews are still searching for survivors after a wing of a 12-story beachfront condo building collapsed outside Miami on Thursday, killing at least one person. Authorities said late Thursday afternoon nearly 100 people were still unaccounted for, raising fears that the death toll could climb sharply. Officials did not know how many people were in the tower when it fell. Rescuers had pulled out dozens of survivors. Authorities did not say what might have caused the collapse. Some work was being done on the roof of the building, but it is not known if that was a factor in causing part of the building to come down. Authorities say a fire swept through a martial arts school in central China earlier today, killing 18 people, injuring 16 others, some seriously. The Associated Press reports the fire is out and police detained the person in charge of the school. An investigation is just getting underway into the cause of that fire. President Joe Biden will meet with Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Peacemaker Abdullah Abdullah at the White House later today. The first face-to-face interaction between Biden and Afghan officials comes ahead of the withdrawal of the remaining U.S. and NATO forces from Afghanistan by September 11th, in line with Biden's direction to close what he has described as the forever war. Ghani's aide said he would raise the issue of future ties between the two countries and continued assistance for Afghan security forces. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United States is planning to evacuate a group of vulnerable Afghan interpreters before the military completes its withdrawal from Afghanistan so they can wrap up their visa applications from safety. U.S. officials said Thursday, the evacuation of the at-risk Afghans would include their family members for a total of as many as 50,000 people. President Biden says he is optimistic about reaching a bipartisan infrastructure deal. Following a meeting with Senate Democrats and Republicans, Biden said the bipartisan agreement for infrastructure legislation demonstrates that American democracy, can deliver. Money would go to things like roads and highways, broadband, and efforts to tackle climate change. Cast aside for now are other Biden priorities, such as money for child care. One of the main points of contention has been how to pay for the plan. Biden has advocated raising the corporate tax rate, but Republicans are opposed to that step, having successfully cut the rate during the previous administration. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will make her first visit later today to the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office, following criticism from members of both parties for failing to go earlier, despite her role leading the Biden administration's response to a steep increase in migration. So far, she's focused largely on outreach to local leaders and advocacy groups, with the goal of improving economic and living conditions in the Central American region. Harris has said her goal is to offer residents of Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, and Mexico hope for their future so they no longer feel compelled to leave home for better opportunities. Harris will arrive in the area just 2 days before former President Donald Trump is to visit the border with a group of House Republicans and Texas Republican Governor. Trump is certain to use the opportunity to drive Republican attacks on Democrats as soft on immigration. An official said Friday that parts of Sydney are set to go into lockdown before midnight after 22 more locally acquired virus cases were detected in Australia's largest city. The cluster has been blamed on the Delta variant and has grown to 65 cases as of Friday. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.